Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered legal briefs to be filed in relation to a pair of lawsuits challenging the state's congressional voting maps ahead of the 2026 election. Two law firms filed the challenges in Dane County Circuit Court, where a judge denied a request to set a briefing schedule. They asked the Supreme Court to appoint a three-judge panel to determine whether the congressional maps are unconstitutional, but the court instead ordered the two sides to file legal briefs arguing whether the lawsuit constituted a valid action to challenge the maps. A proposed bill to limit the release of Mylar balloons was discussed in a state assembly committee on Thursday. The legislation would prohibit the release of 10 or more Mylar balloons, arguing they are harmful to the environment and their composition can cause short circuits if they fly into power lines. We Energy's officials say the balloons were responsible for nearly 14,000 customers losing power this year. If passed into law, the bill would impose a $500 fine for releasing Mylar balloons outdoors with exceptions for scientific purposes. Proposed legislation would specify the time period for repeat OWI offenders to apply an occupational license. Right now, the Wisconsin DOT may permanently revoke or suspend the driver's license of anyone who commits four or more of certain traffic offenses or crimes, including operated while intoxicated. Revocation periods vary, and courts may also order suspensions. Suspended or revoked individuals may apply for an occupational license, but there's a waiting period before eligibility, and that can vary depending on the underlying violation. A bill being circulated by Republican lawmakers would allow those whose driving privileges are suspended or revoked to be eligible for an occupational license after the first 180 days of the revocation have elapsed. Those drivers would be required to have a functioning ignition interlock device in their vehicles. The Wisconsin Counties Association has named Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville as its 2025 Friend of County Government in recognition of his ongoing leadership and advocacy on behalf of counties across the state. Representative Novak was honored at the 2025 WCA Annual Conference in Sauk County for his leadership on key issues, including shared revenue, courts funding, and the state budget. As chair of the Assembly Committee on Local Government, he has been an advocate for legislation that directly impacts counties and taxpayers throughout Wisconsin. The Friend of County Government Award is the highest honor presented by the association. It is awarded to individuals who have demonstrated exceptional service to county government in their official capacity. There is a Vegas-style fun happening this week during Homecoming Week in the Riverdale School District. This year's homecoming theme is Vegas. Homecoming Week is an exciting time for all involved. Jeff Campbell is the district administrator at Riverdale.
Always an exciting week. It's fun because you get to see all the kids kind of really come out. They really come out and show a lot of school spirit. And a lot of kids surprise you in a lot of the events and the skits and that. You see a different side of them, which is a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of events planned. Our staff does a tremendous job making it a special week for our kids. We incorporate our elementary. We incorporate all kinds of different clubs and organizations. I think I looked at it. All levels of our athletics from junior high to high school are participating in one event at least. Everybody's participating, and it's kind of a whole group effort that way. We just want to make it a whole community effort.
There are plenty of activities happening this week. Jesse Kinney is the high school special ed teacher at Riverdale and a planner of the homecoming events.
Tuesday, we have just athletic events, and then we also have Powder Puff Volleyball. We are on a rotation. Last year, we had the girls playing football. This year, we have the boys playing volleyball, which is always highly entertaining for the girls, I think, to watch that. So that will be Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the elementary gym. Thursday, we've got some athletic events. We have a varsity and JV1, JV2 volleyball at home against Cuba City. And then immediately following that, we have our skit night, which is highly entertaining. Every year, the kids get better and better at incorporating humor with the theme, with also just trying to get more people involved in each skit.
Friday, there will be an all-district pep rally, an event Jeff Campbell enjoys.
One of the big highlights is Friday when we get our whole school together, you know, at 1 o'clock, and we put them in the res gym, and you got the little ones on one side, you got the, you know, big kids on the other side. It's a great event, and we don't get that very often. So when you do, we talked about, you know, we got to try to do this more than one time a year. Just a nice thing to see the whole school together, and you see all the young kids, you know, they see their siblings, cousins, whatever. And we have a lot of high school kids that work over in the elementary too and help out at school service and that. So those kids, you know those kids, and it just makes it a pretty special event and probably the highlight to cap the week. That's what it's all about.
Following the pep rally, the parade will be at 2. This year's parade will follow a new route to provide a safer experience for the students and participants. The route will pass in front of both school buildings and will continue to include the Riverdale Healthcare Center. The general public is encouraged to view the parade along Mechanic Street. Friday evening, varsity football versus basketball will kick off at 7. The week will end Saturday night with the homecoming dance at 7. Be a part of the school spirit and Vegas-style fun this week during homecoming week in the Riverdale School District. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department will again be flushing water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Today's schedule includes the west side of the Pine River that is south of West Seminary Street, Cairns Addition, including the area of Schmidt Woodland Hills and Brookview Townhouses. It will also include the area around the old wastewater treatment plant on South Orange Street. Wednesday's schedule will include Burton Street to the Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. Also included on Wednesday will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets east of Cedar Street. Thursday will include the Center Court Mobile Home Park, Wedgwood Subdivision, Bowman Drive, Foundry Drive, and Peebles Drive. Flushing will conclude Friday in the area of Highway 14, East Corridor, east of Foundry Drive to the east side of the city, including Walmart, Culver's, All-American Do-It Center, and Pleasant Valley Drive to the southeast reservoir. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing. The U.S. Postal Service is excited to announce the Stamp Encore Contest to celebrate the organization's 250th anniversary and gear up to celebrate the country's 250th anniversary. The public is invited to select a stamp pane from the past for reprinting as part of the 2026 stamp program. This is an open invitation. Everyone is welcome, and you can vote as many times as you want. Postal Service chose 25 stamp panes from some of its best-selling and most popular stamp issuances of the recent past. They include Bugs Bunny from 1997, Peanuts from 2001, DC Comics Superheroes from 2006, Art of Disney, Magic from 2007, Send a Hello from 2011, Emancipation Proclamation from 2013, Batman and Mail a Smile, both from 2015, Classics Forever, Star Trek, and Wonder Woman, all from 2016, Disney Villains, Have a Ball, and Total Eclipse of the Sun, all from 2017, Bioluminescent Life, Flag Act of 1818, Frozen Treats, and Mr. Rogers, all from 2018, Transcontinental Railroad from 2019, Let's Celebrate from 2020, Happy Birthday Heritage Breeds, Message Monsters and Star Wars, Droids, all from 2021, and Charles M. Schultz from 2022. Voting ends today online. You can view the official rules and vote online at stampsforever.com/vote. The Postal Service plans to announce the winning stamp design in May 2026 at the Boston 2026 World Expo to coincide with America's 250th anniversary celebrations. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Colstead is a longtime member of Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people. Because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. you know, maybe someone's going to throw a buck in and somebody else is going to throw a 50. And all of the proceeds that we have from the October 1st Pancake Supper are going to go to our projects.
The All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center.